If you are in Spearfish, you probably knew this was coming. First Lady Linda Dugard's appearance at Black Hill State University is going to be rescheduled due to your weather. So we got to talk to her today, but we'll bring you information about when that's rescheduled as soon as we know. Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota's First Lady Linda Dugard speaks at Black Hill State University. That's tonight at 7:30. Tickets are free and they're available at the door. Her talk is part of the Presidential Lecture Series, and it offers her personal thoughts on South Dakota's children and her life as a First Lady. And she joins us now on the phone from Pierre with a preview. Linda Dugard, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
You're welcome, Lori. It's nice to be here as well.
So this is an interesting time for you where people are asking you to put into perspective things like legacy and what's next for you in the sort of, you know, big transition. Is that a rewarding time for you to sort of sit down and take stock, or is it challenging? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think, Lori, it's a little bit of both. It's rewarding because I get to sit back and see people and look at different things from the perspective that I need to quickly wrap them up or put them in place for the future. And the flip side of that is I'm going to miss it as well.
Yeah.
And, people are still asking me to come and visit schools and different events. So that's been heartwarming as well. So our scheduler keeps saying, are you going to slow down anytime soon? And both Dennis and I said we're going to try to finish all the way at the end.
Yeah. The State of the State address, it was emotional to sort of hear him talk about you and your children and the support that he's had. If you had to give a speech and sort of, you know, bring him up and talk about him as you do throughout the state, is that emotional for you because you've really walked hand in hand through this really major part of your lives together?
Oh, it is. One of the most popular questions I get asked when I visit elementary schools is, what's it like living with the governor? And at first it caught me off guard. And then after a while, you know, I just thought, you know, just tell it like it is. I just say, oh, it's fun most days. And just go on to the next one. Did you come in a limo? You know, do you have a swimming pool at the mansion? You know, whatever.
Wow. Okay. So you learn something about what they see based on the questions that they ask.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
But it's been so refreshing. I visited over 285 elementary schools over these past 7+ years. And the teachers that are there are so committed to every child in the classroom and are such hard workers that it's been a joy to compliment what they're already doing.
So when you first become, First Lady, is there a binder with, instructions and rules and expectations? Like, how do you sort of ramp up for this kind of role? And if so, what will you add to that sort of pass down?
Well, after Dennis got elected in November, then they have new governor's school. And at the same time, they have first spouse's school. And I just say I flunked it because there's no guidelines for the job. And their recommendation is commit to nothing in the first 6 months. And then along came Dr. Seuss's birthday and National Library Week. And so and then the governor also asked me to chair a task force on infant mortality. So I think a couple things were already in the works before that 6 months was up.
Interesting. What, as you look back, what are the things that you really think that you got right as far as some of those initiatives and that you feel you really moved, gained traction on or made a difference in?
Well, I think infant mortality is one area that completely surprised me, that 80 babies were dying every year, born healthy, and after the first year had died, and just safe sleep issue and the smoke around babies and prenatal care, the whole issue just really opened my eyes. And I was glad that we hadn't had any grandchildren yet and was able to educate a whole new generation of moms on safe sleep and having the child be alone on their back in a crib.
Right. So, and that's one of those things that it's, are you able to measure it and say that you made progress, or are you, you know, immediately thinking like you're not necessarily going to get the feedback of the child that, you know, of the family that made a change in their sleep arrangements and, you know, something didn't happen. So you don't always get the good news with an initiative like that.
Our rate has gone down, so that's a great sign, and I know, you know, it can go back up next year, but I am going to continue to work hard through the Department of Health and many different agencies to keep that safe sleep message going and what needs to be done with new infants, so...
Well, you're going to miss, you know, some of the invitations you said, or, you know, some of the connections. What else are you going to miss just really about, you know, the people that you know in peer or sort of the processes, parts of the year that you'll miss more than others?
Well, one thing that we've really enjoyed is Capital for a Day and just getting out among different towns in South Dakota and finding out all the great things that are happening in different communities. And I'm going to miss that part, but I know Dennis and I will still travel South Dakota quite a bit. We enjoy Custer State Park and the whole park system, Gooder State Park and all of them. So I know we'll continue to be part of that. But the people are bottom line, you know, just the great friends that we've met in peer and we'll continue to see, and then statewide are good friends as well. So I know we'll still be doing a lot of traveling within South Dakota.
What, you know, if you could go back to the beginning, what do you wish you knew at the beginning that you know now that you think really could have, you know, if you could whisper it into your own ear, what would you have said to yourself?
I think I would have said that I need to be more patient in scheduling. I'm a real planner, and you know, within the governor's schedule or my schedule, you can't say, okay, today I'm going here, today I'm going here. You know, right now there's a big snowstorm in Spearfish. Am I going to make it to the lecture series tonight? I don't know.
Right.
So, but then there's other things that are beyond your control too.
Are there challenging times that stand out where, you know, you struggled with that patience or with how to make something happen that you knew was important?
Well, I just knew that it was going to be a huge team and state effort when we started looking at infant mortality. And that's why when we got the task force together, I think there were 25 of us. And you want it changed, you know, today, but you know that the whole process is going to take so much longer. So, it's been refreshing, though, the number of people that are just so committed to what's right.
Right. Does that task force continue? Does it end? How do you, you know, because you don't want to backslide on something that has made progress, but you don't want to set somebody else's agenda for them when they come in to the governor's mansion. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on
Department of Health, we have quite a few things in place now. One thing is that Cribs for Kids program, and we've given out over 9,500 cribs within South Dakota, and that will continue, and we have great people that are in charge of that, and the whole safe sleep message is in place, and people are continually telling that over and over to new moms and dads. So, yeah, we have some great things in place already. Everybody makes their own initiatives, though, so I'm sure there'll be some different changes as well, which is good.
So, advice for the next spouse who comes in, would you say the same thing? Wait 6 months until you sort of, you know, or would you say, like, no, hit the ground running? What would your thoughts be for the next person in line?
I would say wait 6 months because you get so many asks within that first few months of, you know, will you help with this organization? Will you champion this? Will you have a dinner for this? Will you hold a fundraiser for this? You know, and if you just say, you know, I'll think about it, I'm making no commitments that first 6 months, I think just gives you time to move into a new place, get used to the community, get used to the session, which has already started at that time, and the legislators. And, yeah, I think that was good advice right off the bat.
Yeah. What I'm wondering what's next for you that you're looking forward to the most? Traveling inside the state, spending time with your grandkids, anything else that you're kind of looking forward to?
Oh, reconnecting with friends and just doing some gardening and things like that. Hmm. We have a lot of deferred maintenance from 8 years now at the farm.
Yeah. Right.
And five new grandkids. I mean, they're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 this year. So
you can't defer the maintenance on them.
Oh, exactly. Right. Yeah, spend as much time as we can with them and our children as well and their spouses. Yeah.
When you talk to kids,
I'm from a large family, so I need to reconnect with some family members as well.
You have 12 brothers and sisters, or
yes,
I mean, it's a really
12,
large
number three.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When those kids ask you questions, and if you're just tuning in, we're talking to South Dakota's First Lady, Linda Dugard. What are some of the weirdest questions that some of the kids asked you that just really took you off guard?
They wanted to know, they're really interested in where you live and if you have servants and if you have someone waiting on you all the time, and their whole perception of, you know, what the governor and first spouse are.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No servants, yeah. I'm afraid. Yeah. Someone bossing you around more likely, right?
Right. Yeah. Who gets your groceries for you while we do our grocery shopping?
If you are in Spearfish, you probably knew this was coming. First Lady Linda Dugard's appearance at Black Hill State University is going to be rescheduled due to your weather. So we got to talk to her today, but we'll bring you information about when that's rescheduled as soon as we know.